Let's talk about a former Soviet bloc country in Eastern Europe with a separatist region backed by Putin's Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's Moldova. Moldova is right on Ukraine's western border, but it's a fraction of the size. The country has already closed its airspace and declared a state of emergency because of the war nearby. Let's talk now to the country's former deputy foreign minister. Iulian Groza is in Chisinau, and he now leads a think tank called the Institute of European Policies and Reforms. Iulian, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you. Moldova is a small country, 2.6 million people. It's one of the poorer countries in Europe, and yet it's taken in 250,000 refugees from Ukraine. Can it handle this huge flow of humanity?
Of course, this humanitarian crisis is really unprecedented for Moldova, for our region in general. Maybe something similar we had, but with internal displaced persons during the war Russia conducted in Moldova in 1992 over the breakaway region Transnistria. We had already over 250,000 of Ukrainians running from the war. Some stay here, some continue their journey to shelter refugee to other European countries. But yeah, we have over 100,000 refugees, and a third of them are children.
Have you been able to speak to any refugees? Do you have a sense of what their situation, their personal situation is like?
Well, we all can imagine they're running from the war. They're frightened and they look for shelter and refugee places here in Moldova. Personally, I have not a chance to talk with many of Ukrainian fellows, but what I see is that some of my colleagues from my organization, just like other civil society organizations now, they are part of the voluntary groups, Moldova for Peace, that that trying to manage and to provide support to these refugees, our Ukrainian fellows. We have now, I think, over 3,000 voluntaries that are working with the authorities, supporting the effort of managing the shelter, the transport, the food, the assistance, psychological assistance, health assistance, everything they need. And yeah, what I see as well is that we have an unprecedented, basically, effort of the whole society involved, business, civil society organizations. They all do what they can, providing their own, I don't know, shelter, houses, food, and transport. Everything is there. Again, of course, to provide all the comfort and support that our Ukrainian fellows need today.
Is there a fear that Russian troops may assault Moldova next? The border is only 30 miles from Odessa in Ukraine.
Well, it's a threat, which is a constant threat over Moldova. Not because the war is here, very close to us, but also because Russia has illegal troops residing on our territory in Transnistrian region. It's about 2,000 military troops that are there. Part of the special group of the former remainings of the former 14th Soviet Army.
And the Russian government calls them peacekeeping troops. Is that what they're...
There are also peacekeepers, about 500 Russians, together with 500 Moldovan troops and Ukrainian troops that are part of so-called kind of peacekeeping troops. But on top of it, Russia has, again, about 2,000 soldiers, which are part of the special group that is actually staying illegally on our territory. So those peacekeepers, they are part of the peacekeeping corps. But on top of that, there are also soldiers that are staying here on our territory illegally.
And can you tell us far away a little bit more about this region, Transnistria? I understand it's effectively self-governed. It is aligned with Russia. People there use the ruble, yeah?
Well, they have their own kind of currency. There's a separatist region. This region is governed by kleptocrats. There is a lot of industries which are staying there. Many of them are owned by Russian companies. For example, they have quite a large power plant that produces electricity for the region, but also it is sold here in Moldova as well. there are a lot of businesses at the same time from the region that actually can do trade with Europe, because Moldova is an associated country with the European Union, and we have a special free trade arrangement with the European Union, mm-hmm. and over 3,000 businesses actually trading with the European Union, again, with EU investment as well. We have also there in the region over 250,000 citizens of Moldova. They are residents of the region, but also citizens of the Republic of Moldova. And it's just like all other Moldovan citizens, they can also benefit from the same rights and the same opportunities provided for the rest of the citizens of the country, including traveling without visas to Europe. The trade of the region is very much connected with Europe. Over 70% of the trade they're doing with the European Union, the majority of the investments coming there from Russia, they're actually trading with Europe. And they are now in, at least their leaders in the region, they state that they are peaceful, they are not a threat to anyone. Yes, we hear that, but of course the fact that they are under the Russian presence, military control there, their leaders also in a quite a big dilemma, mm-hmm. what to do in terms if any call for action of military action is on them. At the same time, the leaders there are very much connected with the business. And as I said, the business is very much connected to Europe. And any involvement of the region and any attack from the region, from Russian troops, that would, of course, create a lot of insecurities, not only for us here, but in particular for those who are living there and actually doing business there. So that's an element which I think one should also consider, because, Moldova is a very peaceful nation. We're a very small country. We're a neutral country. We're not a threat to anyone. So now what we can do as a country, that's exactly to provide all the support we can to our Ukrainian fellows that are running from the war, because that is a very clear contribution that my country, our country, can do to support the resistance of Ukrainian army and men and that are fighting now with the Russian troops in an unequal war, of course.
Mm-hmm. It is a fog of war, and I read there is attempted Russian disinformation, rumors that may be designed to sow panic among the people of Moldova. Are people confused what's actually happening?
Moldova is already for many years under hybrid war conducted by Russia, using, of course, media. In Moldova, we have about 30% of Russian-speaking minorities. They're very much connected to Russian information space. They get their news from Russian news and talk shows. And of course, Russia is using those sources to spread disinformation and panic. Now, what we see that the local media that is rebroadcasting Russian state news, they actually limited that information here. But there are proxies, a lot of proxies, pro-Russian proxies that are operating here, including politicians, trawlers, and all these type of agents, which are using social network, Telegram or other social networks to spread disinformation, to spread panic. And that is exactly the main threat that we see now that Russia is conducting on us, this disinformation to aim for destabilization.
Iulian Groza is the former Deputy Foreign Minister of Moldova, speaking to us from the capital, Chisinau. Thank you very much, and stay safe.
Thank you.